Well, we've made it. It's the final day of the NBA regular season. Playoffs starting up this week. And I just have one question. Does anybody care? Is it just me, or is the NBA anticlimactic right now? There doesn't seem to be any excitement surrounding the NBA. If you're a regular viewer of ESPN, then you probably think that the NBA is the most popular sport in the country. ESPN will beat you over the head with how they cover the NBA. But for most people, I don't think most people really care about the NBA right now. And who can blame them? I'm a diehard NBA fan, and even I think that the NBA sucks right now. Wokeness has turned off a lot of the audience, but the product on the court this season has been downright awful. This has been one of the worst NBA seasons that I can remember. The regular season has been turned into a complete joke. This generation of players, they are to blame. These guys are being paid millions of dollars, and you can't even get them to show up to work. For example, let me just give you an example of what I'm talking about. The game between the Pelicans and the Warriors Friday night. I know the Pelicans are going nowhere but home. The Warriors, they have pretty much secured their spot in the play-in tournament. I understand all of that. But what happened Friday night was inexcusable. And it is a prime example of what is wrong with the modern NBA. Steve Kerr decided he was going to sit Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and Andrew Wiggins. Why? Rest. Now keep in mind, Golden State's been home for a week. They hadn't played a game since last Tuesday. Now I'm not great at math, but I'm pretty sure that the Warriors had 2 days to rest between Tuesday and Friday. And the Pelicans, they weren't any better. Zion Williamson didn't play. Brandon Ingram didn't play. Lonzo Ball didn't play. I guess Stan Van Gundy is giving these guys an early vacation. Season's over, guys. Go ahead and go home. But we're going to continue to pay you. This weekend has been an absolute disaster for the NBA in terms of the competitiveness or lack thereof on the court. There have been 14 games from Friday to Saturday. 8 were blowouts. Hell, the Suns put up 140 points on the Spurs last night. San Antonio, it looked like they didn't even bother to show up to play. I used to defend the NBA. A lot of my friends quit watching years ago for various reasons. Some because they don't like this generation of players. Some because, like me, they grew up in the 90s watching real men play in the NBA, and they feel that the league is a bit soft. Some of my friends have quit watching because the league went too political. But I used to defend the NBA with them. There is no defending the NBA right now. It's indefensible. The NBA in 2021 can only be described as a disaster. It doesn't feel like we are about to start the playoffs. I'm used to there being excitement around the league when we're heading into the postseason. There's no excitement. There is no excitement because there's no parity in the NBA. In the Eastern Conference, who is going to beat the Brooklyn Nets? If the Nets commit just half the game to defense, there is not a team in the Eastern Conference that can keep up with them scoring. You have three of the best offensive players in the league on one team. That's a problem. That's a problem. Remember about 10, 12 years ago when David Stern blocked Chris Paul from being traded to the Lakers? CP3 was in New Orleans at the time. He wanted to get to Los Angeles. The trade was signed, sealed, and delivered, and David Stern stopped it from happening. Why? Because he knew he needed competitive balance. The Lakers were already loaded. So Chris Paul went to the Clippers instead. Now, contrast that with what happened earlier this year. James Harden threw a tantrum. He was unbearable his last couple of weeks in Houston. And what was his punishment? He got traded to the only team that he wanted to play for, and he's likely going to win his first championship this year. That just sets a great example for other players around the league. Hell, if you don't like your situation, just be a complete pain in the ass and you can get what you want. The Western Conference isn't any more exciting than the East. Who knows how long LeBron James and Anthony Davis can stay healthy? Seems like every time AD gets touched, something sprains. LeBron, he's running on borrowed time. I like the Nuggets. I really like the Nuggets, but Jamal Murray tore his ACL, so he's done, and so are the Nuggets. The Blazers, they're a fun team to watch, but they're not a threat. Luka Doncic, he could be a young star in the league. They could build around him, but he is developing a bit of a reputation as a whiner. The NBA as a whole already has a reputation of being soft. Star players whining all the time does nothing to dispel that notion. The Phoenix Suns, nice story, but does anyone really believe that the Suns can win a title? I was a big believer in the Clippers last year. I ain't falling for that trick again. The only thing guaranteed with the Clippers is Paul George disappearing at some point in the playoffs. The NBA's in trouble, dude. They are in trouble. Television ratings for the regular season, record lows. I expect the same with the playoffs. I think we could see some of these first-round playoff games average less than 1 million viewers. I really do. The interest level in the NBA right now is that low. America's always been a forgiving country. Some people, I really think, forgave the NBA for going woke last summer. Ratings towards the beginning of the regular season were decent. Some games were up 30 to 40%. I think people were willing to give them a second chance. But that forgiveness didn't last long because the NBA's biggest star could not help himself. He couldn't stop promoting his wokeness. LeBron James is his own worst enemy. And Adam Silver doesn't do a damn thing about it. And I think that pisses off a lot of people too. When Colin Kaepernick went from quarterback to activist, started kneeling for the national anthem, the NFL blackballed him. He hadn't played a game since. In the NBA, LeBron James isn't punished. He's praised for his bravery or for speaking out for those that are being targeted by police. LeBron's been the face of the NBA since 2003, but his career's coming to an end. Let me ask you, who in the NBA right now can step in and take LeBron's place? Who will be the guy to carry the NBA through the next 10 or so years? Their only hope is Zion Williamson. But the damn Pelicans, they can't win games. They're one of the worst-run franchises in the league. Other than Zion, there's not another player in the NBA that can be the next LeBron James, the next face of the league. I told you guys this before. When it comes to television, it is easier to grow and maintain an audience than it is to recapture fans that you have lost. Because once you lose someone, it's damn near impossible to get them back. Once their viewing habits change, it's hard to get them to come back. LeBron James has ran off over half the NBA audience since 2012. He's going to be the first face of the NBA that shrunk the audience instead of growing it. Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, grew the audience. Michael Jordan took the NBA to heights that they had never seen before. The league was in shambles in the early to mid-2000s, but Kobe Bryant got them through it, and he ended up growing the fan base. Then you have LeBron James, who has taken an audience for the NBA Finals from 15, 20, 25 million down to 7 million. That's quite an accomplishment. I actually feel bad for the next generation of NBA stars. I really do. Guys like Zion, Ja Morant, Trae Young, they didn't ask for this. They didn't go woke, at least to my knowledge. But they are going to be tasked with rejuvenating the NBA. They're going to be tasked with clearing the stain off the NBA's image. At this point, I don't know if it can be done. We will forgive the NFL. The NFL's not invincible, but it's damn close. We'll tolerate a lot when it comes to football because we relate to football. Football's tough. It's rugged. It's full of alpha males. People are not as forgiving when it comes to the NBA. The players are soft. They're betas. Men from 18 to 49 don't relate to beta males. Most men don't anyway. The NBA right now is on the edge of a disaster when it comes to ratings for the playoffs. We're going to cover it here on the channel over the next couple of months because I don't believe that you are going to get the true story from the media. The sports media, I think, will try and cover for the NBA. They'll make excuses for why the ratings are so low. You're not going to get that from me. I'm going to give you the truth. If the ratings are good, I'll tell you. And I'll admit I was wrong. But I don't think I'm going to be wrong. I believe we are going to see record low ratings for the NBA playoffs this year. All right, time to let me know what you think. Will you be watching the NBA playoffs? Are we going to see record low ratings, or do you think that the ratings will actually go up? Now, you would think the league has nowhere to go but up since they had record lows for the playoffs last season, but could the ratings actually be lower than last year? Sound off in the comments below. Let me know your thoughts. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys on Tuesday.